I think it's really important that people start out playing safe.
So we want
the first one.
We want to start with.
Obviously, it's gonna be.
The girls are still wearing the clothing, unfortunately.
A fantasy of mine is like a gangbang. That's just hot to me.
This week, we have a Tara topic. We're going to talk about being...
Tara topic.
It's a Tara topic.
Okay, so, bitches. Love you.
Wow.
I'm going
to
get saucy.
Tara gets saucy. Sing away.
Sing away? Which way sing?
La 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 la.
Now I feel like I'm really put on the spot. I can't sing. Let's just talk. Okay.
Right.
I'll try singing in private one day.
Lila. Can you go lie down for...
Layla, go lay
go
down.
Go lie down.
Dog, go.
Go, dog. Very.
Okay, let's go. Come on, James.
Welcome. You are now listening to Sue on the Air, episode number 20.
Woo!
We're back.
We are back.
I am James.
I'm Tara.
And we are your sexy swinging lifestyle hosts. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for stopping in. You can find our show notes at sexuninterrupted.com. You can also find us on all social media outlets, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
No, not Facebook.
Oh.
They got all pissy with the name.
Ooh.
And shit, so.
They took our name down.
I have to.
So we
Instagram and Twitter.
Instagram and Twitter. So this is our welcome back podcast.
Of 2017.
Yes.
I can't believe we haven't recorded one yet.
I know.
We're so lazy.
Well, not really. We go into detail of the reason why we haven't recorded one. But we just kind of wanted to give you guys an update about what we got going on in the upcoming year, in the near future, in the distant future.
Yeah, this is just an update. And also wanted to remind you guys that this podcast is about sexual activities. So viewer discretion is strongly advised.
We talk about sex. Anyways, and the first order
and
of business.
Drugs.
Yes, the first order of business. The smoke show.
Yep.
So, Tara, would you like to introduce the smoke show?
I guess so. Okay, so we kind of cheated because we already recorded this and then it didn't work out to post it. So we're really good at talking on this episode. I don't know. I feel like it's like we had our test one. Anyways, so... Our good friend bought us a bunch of samples because he loves our smoke show section. And he also loves the podcast, so he's also sitting right there, got the microphone, yada, yada, yada.
Anyway.
There's a thing.
Yeah, so there's a... They gave us a bunch of samples of medical-grade marijuana with the leafy sort of tags on each and every one.
Mm-hmm.
So, today...
So, I got to look it up. So, today I chose Tangerine Dream, which is a high... What is it, actually?
It's a one. It's a winner of the 2010 Cannabis Cup.
It is a hybrid. It's a hybrid.
There you go.
And, yeah, it sounded like it smelled really good, sounded really good, and what I read about it was supposed to increase your energy. So it's really good for doing something like recording the podcast and just sitting here chilling and talking. And we actually...
I didn't even notice she was doing that the whole time.
No, that was our dog chewing the bone. Sorry if you heard that before.
Sometimes
We chrono. We actually smoked it with our Volcano.
Volcano today.
Yeah.
We've been incorporating the vaporizer kind of back into our smoking. So, yeah, it kind of worked out well.
It's healthier that way.
Absolutely. So, on to the first topic and, well... Sort of the only topic.
On to just the podcast, I think, in general. So, what the fuck have we been up to? Other than being lazy.
Well, after the last podcast in December, we kind of went on a vacation with some family that, you know, was a little different. Other than that, we have been just kind of steadily working towards on ourselves.
Yeah, working on ourselves, taking the time out for bettering our lives right now. Unfortunately, it's not like we're rolling in dough from the podcast, so that's kind of one of the things we had to just cut out of our lives for a little bit so that we could focus on our jobs, our careers, work,
making
stuff.
Some money so we can go and do the things that we want to do, especially in the lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, we also have been working on Sex Uninterrupted in other ways. For example, the website, I just been putting in countless hours, and it looks really, really, really awesome. I'm super proud of it. And
sexuninterrupted.com.
And we also have been planning our social every month, and now we were asked to help plan Spring Fever that's happening in 2 weeks' time, actually. So we've been busy with other things, and the podcasts are great, but they do take a lot of time, actually. Wouldn't you agree, James?
Absolutely. Yeah. We kind of, we had to, you know, as Tara said, take a step back from the podcast because, again, it takes a lot of time. And we needed to focus on ways of sort of making the means to get to a point where we need to be, especially with Sex Uninterrupted. And obviously Tara and myself, well, Tara mostly has put so much time into the website that we, you know, got to focus on us again. And we had some experiences in the lifestyle in the last little while, and
yeah. What do you mean? What do you mean experiences? Where are you going with this? I don't know.
I was saying, like, in the last couple months.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we haven't been, like, absent from the lifestyle is our life. So yeah. We've absolutely been definitely involved in it. We just haven't been recording any podcasts. That's all.
Exactly.
But we've had a lot. No, we've had a lot of great nights. God.
Yeah.
I think now, the last year, definitely, it is our life. Even absolutely. If we're not being sexual for every single...
We're not sexual every moment of every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, like, with our friends and stuff. But, I mean, like, they're our friends, so we definitely talk to them every day and stuff, too. But yeah, that's just where we've been.
Yeah.
And
now we're really excited to get back into podcasting, and
we've actually had a lot of people reach out to us
and be like,
and
what's
say
going
they
on?
Miss the podcast, which has definitely been fueling us to get going on recording it again. And that's nice too. That gives us more incentive to give back to the community as well.
Absolutely. And so now we're back in podcasting, and we get to share exactly what's coming up. And we have so many big things coming up.
Yeah.
We are, we've been asked to help with Hotel Takeover, which we'll talk about later in the events, but...
we can talk about now.
Oh, okay.
Might as well.
Yeah, so we've been asked to help with Epic LS events with a Hotel Takeover here in Calgary. We are planning the, sort of the Friday night social. The social will consist of, I guess,
what are
of
the
an icebreaker.
Come on.
April 7th and
8th. Sell the event.
Oh, come on. Okay, well, it's...
I thought you were a businessman. Let's go. Why do I have to keep reminding you of these things?
Oh, well. It's April 7th and 8th at, Hotel in Calgary. If you want to get a hold of, us or Epic LS Events to get a room. The rooms are booking up really fast.
They're almost sold out.
Yeah,
you guys.
Which means it's probably about 240 people, and to Hotel Takeover, it's going to be quite large. It's going to be awesome.
And so the first night's like a mingle night, which that's our specialty because we host the S Social every month.
Yeah.
So we're kind of playing it like that, and we're going to have a huge, massive first weekend night or
icebreaker.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. It'll be a good time. And Saturday night is a theme night, and it's a dance party, sexy dance party, and they have playrooms opened in hotel rooms and stuff.
Yeah, the hotel we have has, like, these theme rooms, which is
awesome.
It's
going to be a pretty crazy party, I think.
It's going to be awesome.
And looking forward to that one for sure.
Absolutely. That's...
And we also were able to... We were able to book a trip.
Yeah.
We talk about trips so much, and we very rarely afford to be able to
go.
So we have booked and secured our
trip to Dirty Vegas.
Dirty Vegas.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be in Vegas May 18th till 22nd or something like that. And...
we are super excited.
Be, yeah, Dirty Vegas with plush parties.
At the new, Rumor
Serene.
Got bought out by,
Serene.
Serene Hotel. And it's also overflowed into Alexis Park, which is right next door, too. So this is going to be a great experience for Tara and myself to get down to a plush party, because this will be our first one. We can't wait.
They're booked and confirmed, and they released the themes for each night, which I'm a huge theme person. I don't know why.
Especially in Vegas.
But the themes are pretty sweet, and we've just been sitting around getting super excited for it. So
absolutely. We've been talking about it lots.
But that's why we had to grind so hard, so that we could at least... we're both turning 30 this year. We kind of owe it to ourselves. So that's kind of what we're doing for each other.
Absolutely. And yeah, so we'll be down there. Looking forward to that. And then we're probably going to keep continuing hosting our under 35 events at Club Menage.
I think our next one's going to be April 21st. But I'll confirm with them.
Yeah, we will confirm. But yeah, if you are maybe interested in coming down to the plush party, give us an email, send us an email, or send us something on the website. If you are interested in an under 35 event here in the city of Calgary, let us know about that as well, because we will try to be getting our next party in April.
And the S Social, again, happens every month. The next one is Spring Fever, April 7th, and after that we'll have another one in early May.
Yeah, early May sometime. It's a great way to connect with a lot of local lifestyles.
Oh, God. Like, honestly, people, we started off with... Sometimes I didn't even know if it would just be me and James and another couple. And it was intimidating, because you never know who's going to be there. But
who wants to be open too, right? Like, who wants to be in a bar? Like, it's not like
public
we're...
Public place.
We're in like a vanilla setting, so... Muggle bar, so it's kind
of... But now we have 50 or 60 people showing up.
Yes, sometimes, and it varies. There's always different people there, which is awesome to connect with different people of different backgrounds, and that's, again, why we're in this lifestyle, right?
Like, and everyone's just so, such in a good mood.
Yeah, it's that breakup from the week, so if you're interested in more information, hit us up on the website or send us an email at sex.uninterrupted@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tara, I've been thinking of this question. Do you prefer, now... I guess we're going to talk about different settings, but let's say a house party, would you prefer a smaller group or a larger group? Like, let's say 2 to 3 couples or 20 at a house party. And then we'll talk about a club, because a club is different, right? Because we wanted to go into...
I know, and we kind of had a conversation about this before, which is why he's probably asking me this question.
Absolutely.
But kind of how I answered already when we talked about this a few weeks ago. It really depends on, who's there, what the group is, who's been invited, and I know it's really hard when you're going to a club to know who's coming, but still, I know on the Share website you can see who's attending and stuff like that, so you kind of have an idea.
Yeah, and you can message people on the Share website, too,
to talk to people. Yeah, there's some people that I want to go and spend just, an evening just with that couple, and there's some people where I prefer playing in a group with them, and where else was I going to go with this?
Well, as a house party, let's say, would you, when we talked about orgies.
Yeah.
Would you prefer an orgy of, 6 people, because that's technically classified as an orgy, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you prefer 12 to 20?
And I said to you, it depends on my intentions, as bad as that sounds. And I know that sounds bad, but it really depends on how horny I am, what I'm looking for that evening. And sometimes I don't even know what I'm looking for until the fucking night happens, right?
Exactly.
I mean, I might think from Monday to Friday that I'm down for an orgy, and then Saturday rolls around and I'm like, no, I just kind of want to play with a couple. Or I might think that playing with a couple is in my head for the 2 weeks as we text to talk to them. And then that night comes and I'm like, fuck, I wish that there was just more people involved.
Bring on the dick.
Bring on, yeah, I like my dick, exactly. So I don't know. It really depends how I feel, what my intentions are, and who's involved.
Right, we've known people that, almost even have a set list if there's people there that they might kind of want to have a play with. And, we don't discourage or encourage any sort of activity that would, sort of set out a goal, because, again, that would make it sort of you know,
ego-y.
Yeah, but at the same time,
ego-centered.
We've even known, like, but at the same time, for us, it's like, you know what I mean? Whatever happens, happens, especially in the moment.
Exactly. And that's how I just try and approach it with an open mind.
Absolutely.
But I'm obviously very conscious of what I desire as well. I think that's important.
Well, we both do.
To really look, yeah, and communicate too. Because, absolutely. And we do that as well before we go out. I mean, we're like, well, what are you feeling tonight? If we're going to like a party, do you want to like just come back here with somebody? Or do you want to like play in the group? And so, I mean, we have that conversation too. It's just being conscious of what we want.
Yeah.
And I think that sets you up for having a really good, fun evening together.
Well, and that's what the lifestyle is all about, is communicating those fantasies of something that you might want to experience in an evening where something might happen like mm-hmm. that. Like, again, if there's a possibility that you could arrange, like, you know, four dicks or four vaginas for me, like, again, that sort of concept is like, hey, could we put that together? Potentially, if there's the right people in the right place, the right time. Don't get me wrong. We, like, the friends that we've grown into have kind of developed, like, this sort of, like, dynamic group that sometimes it's, like, anything goes, and sometimes it's, like, you know, pick and choose, right?
It's very true. Anyways, that's a good question. I have a question for you quick.
What's that?
So my question for you is it off-putting to you to learn about a guy being interested in other guys? Because I know that you're not bisexual. And this is interesting because I find that you being kind of like, I think guys open up to you a lot. I think a lot of our guy friends see you as somebody that they can trust. And
I hope so.
Okay. I think a lot of guys open up to you because you've shared so much about yourself.
Absolutely.
And like through that, even like through emails and stuff, you get questions and people tell you things. Does that change your mind about somebody?
Like, if they were openly bisexual, or if they were, like, as in, like, a couple that we've known, or people, if they've been bisexual and they've opened up to me to say that I'm bisexual and I'm interested in you, how would I feel about that?
Not even interested in you.
Or just said I was bisexual?
Yeah. Because this is a conversation we've already had as well.
Well, it doesn't change how I feel.
Yeah.
Because I'm comfortable enough with my sexuality.
This is what I was looking for. Yeah.
I'm comfortable with my sexuality enough to know that, like, hey, you know what? To each their own.
Yeah.
I, like, don't get me wrong. I have this weird fascination with transsexuals. It's mm-hmm. a weird thing. I don't know. I want to know more. It's something that I've always wanted to know. It's because
it's a curiosity.
Yeah, because it's, like, it's something in my head that I'm like, why? Why would you do that? And again, in my head, when somebody says I'm bisexual, I already know the answer. Because again, what is better than best of both worlds? Nothing. So again, that's your choice. You make the choice. If you actually like men or don't like men, and you're in a
but it doesn't affect you.
You're in a lifestyle relationship with a female. No, it doesn't affect me how I think about that individual.
Would it affect your performance?
Would depend on if he grabbed me in the wrong location. Yeah. But no, I wouldn't affect my performance in any sense of the word.
Which, because if he grabbed you in the wrong way, then that's not consensual.
Absolutely. So
there's a bigger problem there.
Of course, you lay down your boundaries. Like, I would lay down my boundaries in that
situation. But it doesn't make you, like, feel any less impotent around somebody. No. Or, like, scared or reclusive. No. That's what I was trying to get at, is because I think a lot of men are trying to open up more about that, but I think that they feel ashamed about it. And I think people like you are really good to have around because you encourage people to be their sexual selves, and you don't frown upon it, and you're not even off-put by it. Your dick can still get hard around somebody who thinks that you're good-looking.
But I don't even know if they do. If they're just expressing they're just bisexual.
That's true. That's wrong with me.
Again,
to say.
Right. It's not like everybody thinks Absolutely. That somebody else is, like, because
we've
they
had
think
this
the
conversation. Oh my god,
sex,
we have so many fucking conversations.
It's like
you guys.
The opposite sex. Right?
Especially in cars. We've
but the opposite sex sort of concept of liking the other person, you're bisexual. I am not.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with anybody's sexual orientation or sexual preference, whatever. I'm going to express mine, and I would lay down a set of rules if there was ever a play situation with somebody that I knew was bisexual.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't communicate that. You know, I would feel uncomfortable if another man grabbed my penis.
Yeah.
Like, if it was...
That's kind of, like, the going.
But, like, I guess grab my penis in a way that would be sexual, I guess. Because, again, I've, like, been close enough to another man's penis.
Your penis has touched another penis.
Man's penis in the same...
Vagina hole.
Cavity.
Or ass... Or both.
Yeah, or whatever it was. But anyways, we're not gonna take.
Okay, so we need to talk about the events because we're trying to. We're another goal of us is we need to keep our podcast short.
Right.
We're trying to make them a little shorter.
Right. So let's get through the events as soon as possible. Upcoming events for weekends of March 31st, April 7th, and April 14th. For Calgary, Spring Fever, as we talked about before, April 7th and 8th, and. At a Calgary Hotel in the Northeast.
It's by the airport. Well, there's so many fucking hotels there.
In the Northeast. Anyways, in a Calgary Hotel in the Northeast, if you would like some more information, send us an email or look up epiclsevents.springfeverhotel.com. Club Rendezvous, Moonline Magic, Cap C have events every Friday and Saturday nights. Share Lifestyle Club has their next event on April 8th called their Bunny Party. I think it's the bunny theme coming up pretty quick here. Club Menage has nothing until after Spring Fever because I think they're going to be helping out. For Edmonton.
Club Intimate Times has their 70s and 80s Disco Fever Party on April 8th. And in Vancouver, Club Eden has a pretty cool party on April 8th as well. It's called a Goddess Party. And it's all about... worshipping goddesses, and they have like these hot hunks that do rituals on women and like go-go dancers and grape servers, and it's just like it looks pretty sweet. If it wasn't during Spring Fever, I'd really be pushing to go to that.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it does. Regina, nothing for a bit. Toronto Club X has their CEOs and Business Hoes party on April 1st. And the weekend after, on the 8th, is the camel party.
We just watched Neighbors 2, and I think it's hilarious, because I was like, you can't call women hoes.
Except if they want to be called
hoes. Ethical sluts is what I like. Anyways, internationally, Dirty Vegas, which we already brought up, May 18th to May 21st, at the new Serene Hotel, which took over Rumor Resort.
Boop, boop. And that's it, you guys. And
the next episode, we've had some actual ideas come up between us. One about sort of a how to host a party.
Oh, yeah, because we just did one.
Right, because we did host a party, and we kind of wanted to give an update on how to host a party.
It didn't go very well, because it's ill.
And number two might be drugs and lifestyle.
Yes. Because another podcast, they did one. I don't know if they I haven't listened to it yet. So I don't know. I don't know if they recorded it. But I think it's a very good conversation topic.
Right.
And we talked about this with a few people already.
It's interesting. We're talking drugs from, like, party drugs to also performance drugs.
And prescription drugs.
And prescription drugs. So, again, we kind of wanted to touch on it because... It is.
Yeah, and it is predominant.
Well, because we smoke pot too. But,
I mean, fuck. All of my friends do drugs in one way or another.
One way, shape, or form. We're including marijuana in there, so it's okay.
Anyways. So, those are a few of the topics we're playing with. Anyways, thanks everyone for finally listening to our podcast of 2017.
Thanks guys, and we look to put out the next one in a couple of weeks, and thanks for stopping by, and
bye sexies. Thank you for listening to Sue on the Air with Tara Rose and James. If you enjoyed this sexy show, you can find more at sexuninterrupted.com. Don't forget, you can also follow us on Twitter at @sxuninterrupted, Instagram at sex.uninterrupted, and on Facebook. Media links are on the webpage for your convenience. Look out for the next show in 2 weeks' time. Until then, keep it sexy.